Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Here we go! Another week of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on this November 24th. I'm Michael Jenkins. Denton Day is along today instead of Chelsea coming up here on the show. As we get another week kickstarted, we'll check out our bets from the weekend and recap Sunday Night Football, Bucks and Rams going at it out west. This camera angle is freaking me out. It's out here. Oh, hey, guys, how's it going? In 20 minutes, we'll check out even more from Week 12 in the NFL. Chiefs eking things out against the Colts. Cowboys, huge comeback win against the Eagles. Then we will make our Monday MVP at 6:40. Double D's here. The whole crew. Oh, Double D's already been talking to Penn State. Who are they going to hire during
the offseason? He's trying to give us the propaganda of Kalen DeBoer. He's selling the gospel of Kalen.
Is that rumor true that he doesn't want to be down there in Alabama? He's tired of the whole glad handing and all the Bama boosters and all that stuff.
There's definitely some smoke there. That's for sure. Whether he would pull the trigger or not, I don't know. But there's definitely some smoke that there might be mutual interest between the two sides.
Double D, do you want to chime in here? I mean, you're the only person here wearing a Penn State hoodie today, or at least a sweater. So I feel like if anyone is qualified to say this off the top, we got plenty of time. What do you think?
Denton is absolutely correct. Where there is smoke, there is fire. I've heard that they are going to throw gobs of money at Kellen DeBoer's. Whether or not he takes it or not is up to him, I guess. But yeah, there's definitely some, they've heard some rumors that he's not happy down in Alabama. I don't know. Like I said, I was saying that before we even came on air with my trip there, it was very interesting to me. It seems like the players and former players are all about Terry Smith getting his shot.
Okay.
Now, whether or not that's the right move, I personally don't think so. If Kellen DeBoer's is a thing, he is absolutely number one on my list. Number two would be Hartline, and then maybe Terry Smith. But I can't deny what I saw on the field. Those guys are playing their hearts out. This was the best I've seen Penn State all year long. All year long. Yeah. They looked fantastic on Saturday versus Nebraska. But can Terry Smith bring you a national title? Because at the end of the day, that's what this is about, taking that next step, because – James Franklin couldn't take that next step. And to me, if you get Terry Smith, absolutely prove me wrong. It's a down one, it's a downgrade. Two, I don't know if he can recruit like James Franklin. And you need somebody who can recruit.
Yeah. That's fair. We didn't.
James Franklin looks good in that maroon they got down there in Virginia.
What a win for them.
Oh, man, he'd be looking good. He's happy. His smile's back. He's like Shawn Michaels back in the late 90s, early 2000s. That smile is back. He's walking around with a big stick. He's having a great time out there, so at least somebody is.
God, the bar is so much lower at Virginia Tech. It's not a knock against Virginia Tech, but my God, I mean, he's going to recruit lights out. He's going to be unbelievable down there. He's going to win a ton of games.
The goal is, I mean, of course, they're going to say the goal is a national title. It's not like Penn State, clearly.
Goal is a bowl game.
Goal is, yeah, let's win some games and let's win the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Let's have a successful season.
Yeah, I was tweeting about it when he got hired, and people were like, well, what is he going to do against top 10 teams, Denton? And I was like, have you looked at the ACC in the last 4 years?
Dude,
not a lot of those.
Yeah. He'll get a win from time to time. He'll satiate the masses. It'll be huge.
They just want to beat average down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Good for Virginia Tech. That's a great hire for them. Bets for the weekend. Chelsea, 1-1. Denton, do you want to take over for your bets?
Did I bet this weekend? I don't know if I did.
I don't.
You know?
I don't know.
I told Chelsea, I was like, Chelsea, I might have the worst week in the show's history for only having 3 days. And she's like, I don't know about that. And I was like, I don't know that anyone went 2-9 over 3 days in the show's history, but I found a way to do it. I got rocked this weekend. You know, I was so good early in the year, Jenks,
yeah,
at college football. Boy, I've been getting just taken to the woodshed. I'd be feeling like Loki in Avengers 1, and my bets are the Hulk. They're just thrashing me around all over the place.
I didn't realize this was over three days.
3 days.
I mean, now, I'm not one to talk because God knows I've had some weeks here where I've gone big, I've chased, and then it's like, hey, Jinx, you went 2-24 this week or whatever it was. Something terrible. But 3 days, that's impressive, actually.
It was 3 days.
It's impressive.
Days.
It's impressive.
Know, the football weekend had a lot of bets, so that was like five of them. But
yeah,
that was not the greatest. That's not going on the resume, you know, moving forward. I'm just keeping that one to myself.
Fair enough. So for the week, Chelsea 3-4, Denton goes 2-9. PJ holding down the fort, 1-1 last week in a couple of appearances. Good to be back with you guys, by the way. Good to be here.
I was about to say, like, the Rams and stuff were cool, but like, how was Spain? We haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Spain was awesome, and I'd forgotten that I'd taken off some extra days because of the jet lag, and people keep saying, well, just wait until you get back. They were not kidding. Like, I know it's one of those things in theory where you're like, oh, yeah, it takes you a while. I mean, it just knocks you out. But regardless of that, that's to be expected, right? It was great. It was very – but we also worked a lot. So it was definitely – we tried to play hard when we had spots where we could play hard. Traveling with a bunch of pro athletes or former pro athletes is definitely a different experience.
Yeah,
where you get stories and you see like these guys in the wild. It's just
they're a different breed.
It's different. Yeah.
Well, like, I was also curious because you know, so I've been to one Super Bowl and I didn't think that like the Madrid experience was going to be like a Super Bowl, but it did feel like there were a lot of activations from the NFL throughout the course of the week to like really you know play this thing up, and it looked like there was a great turnout.
I couldn't believe it. We shot two shows at two Irish bars in Spain, which was something we had to cater to the American fans.
Right.
But then we had a watch party or a get together on Friday at an Irish bar. And I'm not kidding when I tell you the line was around the corner the entire time. And what's really weird is they shut everything shuts down around like 4:30 because it's siesta time. Like, everybody wants a break. Like, really? So there was this bar, and I'm talking, like, Washington fans. I couldn't believe it. Burgundy and gold everywhere. This place was making money hand over fist. We're on the rooftop where it's players, it's fans. And then finally, like, all right, guys, that's it. Like, you guys are making – I understand the siesta. I understand the break. You guys are – they were kicking everyone out. It was like, no. It's time for a break. And that had to be their best day of the year. It didn't matter. They were sticking to the schedule. And by 4:30, that place was cleared out.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
I mean, first of all, that's insane discipline from the Spanish people.
Yes.
But also from the Americans. Because I know, like, just in being around the Washington fan base, it did feel like there were a lot of people that traveled.
Yeah.
I was like, what do y'all do for work? Y'all hiring? Because like I couldn't travel to Spain on my own dime, but a lot of people were traveling. So the fact that there were a lot of Americans and they still understood the siesta to get out.
It's crazy. Even if you're trying to eat, like you're looking for somewhere to eat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8-4-30, good luck. Good luck. Goes for restaurants, bars, whatever. Made it back. Got some great stories along the way. Real Madrid, their stadium, just, my God.
It looked insane.
Insane. The last thing I'll say, I know we got to get to this game, is, first of all, beautiful. This underwent a $1.6 billion renovation, I think, a few years ago, and it was built in the 1940s. But the turf goes below the surface, and there's an underground greenhouse, essentially, where they water it, and there's automatic mowers, and then the turf comes back up for them to play on. It's sick.
It's the most insane thing, and that really puts it into perspective how much money they have over there.
Yes.
Because you have to have an insane amount of money to even think of that kind of idea. Like, let's take the stadium and put it underground,
right,
to keep it the way that it is, and then we'll bring it back up. That's
God,
crazy.
It was crazy. Incredible environment. Brutal loss. Okay, but that was a while back, so I got to let it go. Last night, much more recent. How about the Rams crushing the Bucs? 34-7, the Rams laying 7. Rams minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 49, and a hook, the under hits. Matthew Stafford, 25 of 35, 273 yards. 3 touchdowns, including 2 to Davante Adams.
From the 24, high snap that he brings down. Davante Adams, got another one! Touchdown, Rams!
That is Mike Tirico on NBC Sports Sunday Night Football. Kobe Durant intercepts a pass from Baker Mayfield, juggled, and then Durant essentially just tears it away. Pick 6. Rams score all 31 of their points in the first half. They've won 6 straight, have not lost since October 2nd, haven't trailed in a game since the second quarter of their win over the Ravens back in Week 6. The Rams didn't are the Super Bowl favorites.
And boy, they do a lot of things right. I mean, this was the perfect kind of game for them. One, you didn't have to stay up for those of us that wake up early. Didn't have to stay up. So that was very nice. But on top of it, you know, they played Seattle last week, Jenks. And it's not like they were bad against Seattle. They won the game. But it was not a dynamic offensive performance. So to come a week later and just completely lay the smackdown all over Tampa was incredibly impressive. You know, Davante Adams is old. He doesn't look it. I mean, the release off the line of scrimmage is as good as ever. I think we're starting to see a much bigger class of wide receivers whom, with age and with the loss of a little bit of their athletic ability, they really hone in on the details of the game. And he's a great example of it. Not to say that he's not athletic, but just the way that he beats his guy immediately off the line on both of the touchdowns. And it was the same guy. Like, that guy, he was in a blender all night for Tampa Bay. But just the immediate 1-2 step, and there's already separation. With him on one side and Nacua on the other side, and Stafford playing like an MVP, no reason they should not be the favorite right now. Because on top of that, their defense is also really good. Like, they're literally unfairly built right now. They are a fun team to watch, man. I enjoy watching them, which I didn't think I was going to like watching NFL football yesterday, but I enjoyed watching them.
Weren't we a member of the Ramley before the season? Or was that last year? We were all members of the Ramley.
I think that was last year.
Oh, was it last year? Okay.
But the Ramley never dies.
The Ramley, no doubt. I didn't just jump off the Ramley train. I didn't get kicked out of the Ramley. They are really impressive. And then when you have a guy like Sean McVay, head coaching always matters. And Davante Adams, just back to him for a second, just a perfect example of someone who maybe not at the peak of his career, but man, when you pair someone with that skill set, an elite quarterback, like, you can get lost in no man's land for a while, like he did, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, Davante Adams is great.
Yeah, he did this silly bit where he's like, I loved Derek Carr in college, so I'm going to go play for the Raiders. And you're like, no, don't do that. And then he tried to follow Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, peak Aaron Rodgers is still going to be the best quarterback that Davante Adams has ever played with. But Matt Stafford, at the ripe age of nearly 40, is pretty darn close. I think that's some of the most impressive thing about Stafford, is that most of us, myself included, I thought his elbow was going to be completely off his body by like week four.
Yeah.
And he's now the massive favorite for MVP, but he's playing at such an efficient level.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to watch. I mean, you're literally watching one of the top guys at the craft just consistently slice and dice. And again, they struggled last week against that good Seattle team, but to bounce right back, and it was a no-doubter that they were going to be the better team last night, that was really, really impressive.
Matthew Stafford right now is the favorite to win the MVP at minus 235. Drake May is 2-1. And then it's essentially a two-man race right now. Jonathan Taylor is 18-1. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, 20-1. Matthew Stafford is minus 235.
It's feeling a lot like a one-guy
race. It's a one-guy race. They were yelling MVP at SoFi last night.
I didn't even know they had enough fans to do that.
I didn't either. Actually, it was just a cutaway, like three fans, like MVP.
Is it the same woman that we've seen for 40 years? Is like, no, she's just a diehard. Like, oh, I started the Chargers game, too.
Oh. Is that the plant? It just goes around
right
to all the NFL games.
I think Drake May's case got hurt a little bit this weekend, though, because you know they beat the Bengals by six, which is you know great. You get a win, whatever. But you look at that Bengals defense, and they suck. And the expectation was that Drake May was going to torch him, and he played okay, but only one touchdown, an interception, shy of 300 yards. It felt like the expectations for him in that particular matchup were sky high.
Yeah.
He doesn't achieve them, and Stafford does what he does on prime time. That gap is super, super wide. I was already in favor of Matthew Stafford, but it's now unbettable. Like, you can't,
right.
You're not laying minus 235. That'd be silly.
Yeah, I think, and also, I just don't think Drake made 2-1. Okay, decent odds, but I just don't see him catching Stafford at this point. Also, for the Bucs, we should mention Baker Mayfield sprained his left shoulder at the end of the second quarter, did not play in the second half. He's going to have an MRI today. Goes 9 of 19, 41 yards, one touchdown, two picks for just 41 yards. Bucks have lost three straight. Tampa is a team that this is why you can't have these snap judgments early in the season because Tampa was that red hot, let's all get on the Bucks bandwagon. And here we are now. They're fighting for the division lead.
And with now all of a sudden Monday Night Football tonight with the Panthers is a much more intriguing game. You know, they get a if they beat San Francisco tonight, right now they're plus 300 to win that division. I mean, it feels like today is the day where if you're going to lay the Panthers, you have to lay the Panthers.
I love that we're having this conversation. I'm like, wait a second. Did he just say now's the time to put a bet on? Yes.
Yeah.
It actually is. Coming up, more from Week 12 in the NFL with the Chiefs finding a way like they always do to keep their playoff hopes alive. That's Ditton Day. I'm Michael Jenkins. It's Monday. Good to have you with us. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.